Ready to find your next favorite podcast? Start here.
In the 1970s, a little boy moved with his parents from Zacatecas, Mexico, to Boyle Heights. He grew up in the neighborhood and would later become their city council member, the first Mexican immigrant elected to LA's city council.
Annie Fried Lyngstad, and she was conceived at the tail end of the war and was born right after it ended. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
All right, great, good. So the mystery continues.
This was known as Bender Inn, but they definitely wouldn't receive any 5 stars on Yelp, that's for sure. To earn money and apparently thrills, Senior and Ma ran this crude, ramshackle killer hotel of sorts.
Today we'll sample three new podcasts, Smokescreen the Sellout,
A Family Affair,
Not Past It, and Nature versus Narcissism. Welcome to Start Here from Cincinnati Public Radio. I'm Tripp Eldridge. Each week we sample and highlight three podcasts to help you navigate the exploding podcast world and maybe find your next podcast obsession. Plus, get an email summary of each podcast we feature with our weekly Start Here email blast. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe and select the Start Here Blast email at the bottom of the page. And if you like what you hear, please rate us in Apple Podcasts. A 5-star rating will help others find us in the iTunes gallery. With special thanks to Cincinnati Public Radio's Jim Nolan and Kevin Reynolds, and curation, writing, and producing from Connor Eldridge, let's start here. Our first podcast today is an unraveler. Smokescreen is an investigative documentary series that unravels the complex motives and morals of corrupt positions, cult leaders, and con artists. These fringe characters of society don't make it obvious. They bend, they spin, and they cajole their targets. Smokescreen seeks to uncover and expose those hidden motives, and season 3 is a great example. It centers on councilperson Jose Weezer. Jose grew up in Boyle Heights, a working-class Latinx neighborhood in L.A. For the most part, people trusted Weezer until the day the FBI raided his home and offices. Journalist and host Mariah Castaneda investigates how Weezer got the power to do what he did and how the community that raised him paid the price. Here's a clip from the first episode of season 1, The Gem of Boyle Heights.
You know how some neighborhoods just kind of feel like everybody knows each other? Boyle Heights is like that. It's just east of downtown Los Angeles. It's the kind of place where you know your street vendors, where you can hear them coming up from a block away. Maybe when they pull up, you can smell their fresh tamales. Maybe it's a hot day and you're waiting to get a paleta from the paletero that shows up every day at the same time. It's the kind of place where you know your neighbors and the lady who runs the shop on the corner, where you run into people you know on the street, like the mariachi who played at your wedding, or someone who grew up in the same town you immigrated from 20 years ago. This kind of community doesn't just happen. It takes a lot of work to make a place feel like a home. In the 1970s, a little boy moved with his parents from Zacatecas, Mexico, to Boyle Heights. He grew up in the neighborhood and would later become their city council member, the first Mexican immigrant elected to LA's city council. His name is Jose Huizar. For a long time, a lot of people thought Huizar saw Boyle Heights the way they did, a rich, vibrant immigrant community. And maybe he did, but then he turned around and put dollar signs on it. He decided to market what the community had built and displace a lot of people in the process. Some people might think the story starts here.
Tonight, corruption so bad, LA City Hall has never seen anything like it.
That's what FBI agents raided the home and offices of Jose Huizar.
Jose Huizar accused of accepting at least $1.5 million in bribe money.
But I want to start here, on a hot Sunday afternoon in 2015.
From the podcast Smokescreen, The Sellout. Try season 3, then binge the previous seasons of Smokescreen from the podcast menu at wvxu.org. Click on the Start Here Collections page. Okay, so ever wonder why the world is the way it is? Like thousands of years of humanity and this is the version of the world we came up with? This one? Well, that's the same question host Simone Palanin asks on the hit podcast not past it. Every Wednesday, Simone picks a moment in history from the very same week in history and tells you about how it shaped our lives today. Let's test out a little not past it from the episode titled Nazi Battle for Pop Music. In this clip, Simone talks about the Lebensborn program, where German soldiers fathered thousands of Norwegian babies to feed the Aryan nation. And one of those kids became a worldwide rock superstar.
One of the kids born out of this Lebensborn experiment was named Annie Fried Lyngstad. And she was conceived at the tail end of the war and was born right after it ended. Do you know who I'm talking about?
No, I don't.
All right, great, good. So the mystery continues. So Annie Fried actually leaves Norway. She moves to Sweden with her mother after the war is over. You know, she never meets her father. She doesn't know anything about him. Basically, Annie Fried and her mom move to Sweden to lead a new life. Annie Fried gets involved in music at a young age, and she actually becomes a dance band singer. And she gets into singing sort of these like light, breezy pop songs. Think like bossa nova tracks, but translated into Swedish. Are you there? Are you picturing it?
Yeah. That should be a Spotify playlist for sure. Yeah.
Swedish bossa nova. And we actually talked to somebody about this. We talked to Carl Magnus Palm, who is a music writer, and he's an expert on one particular band that I'm not going to name yet. But he is very familiar with Annie Fried.
She had a breakthrough in a talent contest in 1967, and all of a sudden she was on national TV, and Sweden only had one channel at the time, so you can imagine the impact that made. And she got a record contract, and all of a sudden, you know, everyone in Sweden knew who she was.
So at this point, Annie Fried's star is rising, right? It's around this time that she meets three very important people to her life. They are named Benny, Bjorn, and Agneta.
Oh my God.
And they eventually form a band. And side note, Annie Fried also goes by the name Frida.
Anyway, so jump to 1969, Bjorn gets together with Agneta, they get romantically involved, and around the same time, the same thing happens with Benny and Frida. So now you have like two songwriters, you have two singers, and you have two romantic couples. And what's the first thing they do? They go into cabaret, because cabaret was quite a big thing in Sweden at the time.
So, you know, lounge singing, cabaret, it's pretty much the same thing, pretty connected. So you've got this kind of incestuous band going, made up of two couples. They're making their music and they're doing fine in Sweden, but they don't really break out beyond that because, you know, all their music is in Swedish. They decide they're going to record a song in English.
I'm so thrilled right now.
All right. And their band name is an acronym for their names. You've got Agneta, Benny, Bjorn, and Annie Fried.
ABBA. Oh my God.
They are. They're ABBA.
From Gimlet, a sample of Not Past It with Simone Palanin. To get more out of Not Past It, choose the Start Here collections from the podcast menu at wvxu.org. Our third podcast sample today is our local podcast feature. It's Nature versus Narcissism. Nature versus Narcissism is a true crime comedy podcast based here in Cincinnati and hosted by Heather Wright. Heather and her guests discuss true crimes and the narcissists who commit them. And keep in mind, the podcast is strictly for entertainment purposes and in no way a professional diagnosis of the subjects discussed. Here's a snippet of Nature versus Narcissism about the Bender family, known as America's first family of serial killers. In this episode called Bloody Bender Clan, Heather discusses this unique family.
They ended up using canvas to split their one-room cabin into two. The back room remained as a sort of living quarters for the family. The front section, however, was converted into a general store, a kitchen, and a dining area where those who were passing through could grab a warm meal, some dry goods to take with them along their travels, or even a good night's rest. This was known as Bender Inn. But they definitely wouldn't receive any 5 stars on Yelp, that's for sure. To earn money, and apparently thrills, Senior and Ma ran this crude, ramshackle killer hotel of sorts with their junior and Kate. Fun. A family affair. Now, although the number isn't quite as high as the Bean Clan's numbers, there were still more than a dozen travelers who never made it out of that hotel. And as I mentioned a moment ago, some travelers would stop in for a nice hot meal or a place to catch some Z's. You have to remember that we're in the 1870s. The Kansas frontier was rugged, and there weren't a lot of options for a warm place to stay or to grab a meal. The Benders had it made. Their victims would come to them. And every family member had their own task to complete with the guests. Foolproof plan. Kate Bender would serve the guest or stranger his dinner. Papa Bender and Junior would sneak up behind the victim and smash a sledgehammer over their head. Thereafter, the family would strip, rob, and bury the body. But I'm getting ahead of myself. How do we know what each family member did to their victims? How do we even know that there were victims? Let's go back for a second and talk about when the killings began.
From our local creator, Heather Wright, that's Nature versus Narcissism. Available now from the Start Here podcast collection at wvxu.org/starthere. Before we wrap up today, let's take a look at the Apple Podcast charts to see what's hot around the country as presented on itunescharts.net. Well, this podcast isn't new, but it does nearly always rank near the top of the charts due to the power of the New York Times. But this week, it's even outdone its normal charting to capture the number one with a bullet place due to the attacks and war in Ukraine. It's The Daily, and it's the go-to podcast now to make sense and learn about the rapidly changing situation with Russia and the world. Number one on the Apple Podcast charts, The Daily. To learn more about The Daily and the other podcasts we featured today, check out the Start Here email. Just go to wvxu.org/subscribe, choose Start Here right from the page. Thank you for joining us for Start Here, Cincinnati Public Radio's Discovery Podcast. For more about other podcasts we like, check out the Start Here collection at wvxu.org. It's our new specially curated collection of podcasts we think you might enjoy. Plus, check out the local podcast collection, podcasts created right here in Cincinnati by our local creators. And remember, if you've got a podcast or an episode you'd like to recommend, email us at podcast@wvxu.org. I'm Trip Eldridge for Cincinnati Public Radio, and thank you for choosing to start here.